This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After hours of high-stakes negotiations, European finance ministers have just come up with a new way to help shield taxpayers in the event that big banks hit the skids. Europe's plan is to make sure that bank shareholders and depositors get hit first. The BBC's Mark Gregory has been following this from London. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So there was some high-stakes negotiations going on about what to do when banks run into trouble in Europe.
Well, the thing that's concentrated everybody's minds is the fact that European governments and ultimately taxpayers have had to pay out roughly $2 trillion since the global financial crisis to bail out collapsing financial institutions in the region. Obviously, that's an enormous burden for taxpayers, and so we've now got a kind of hard-fought compromise, which means that in future, depositors, investors, creditors will take losses before taxpayers do.
So 7 hours of emergency negotiations, European finance ministers come up with this plan. Where does it go next? It has to be approved, right?
Well, it's going to take at least a year before this becomes European law, if you like. But in a sense, you could say that this is the key one. The most important thing was that the national governments around the European Union had to reach an agreement. And there were some pretty tough negotiations. Essentially, the Germans wanted very tough rules to limit governments' obligations to bail out banks. Ultimately, it's often Germany that picks up the tab in Europe. So that's easy to see their point of view. Whereas another group of countries, by the French, wanted much more flexibility. They were worried that if the rules were so tough on the investors and depositors in banks, that might reduce confidence in banks and make things even more difficult.
The BBC's Mark Gregory in London. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.